Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank.
And I'm Reba Hass of Team Reba.
And with us, we have guest Tim Burkhart.
And, KHBB Law.
KHBB Law. And Tim is here to talk about estate issues and trust my trust issues.
Do you have trust
That's
issues?
Right. That's
I
right.
do. I have trust issues.
So, Tim, what do you call an attorney with an IQ of 100?
Don't know.
Your Honor. What do you call an attorney with an IQ of 90? Senator.
Oh, man. I sort of denied you the ability.
I can do this all day long.
I know you could. You found a website and you started printing these off immediately.
So I have a better one. Do you know they're starting to use lawyers for lab experiments?
Oh, no.
They're more plentiful than white mice and the attendants don't get attached to them.
Oh, man.
There you go. There you go.
Oh,
wait,
God.
I got to write that down.
Yeah. See, Excellent. He had one better than yours.
Yeah, there you go.
I love it.
Tell us a little bit about your practice.
Yeah.
So I'm an estate and trust lawyer. And I guess, you know, when people hear estate planning, they think of the Rockefellers or maybe out here at the Gates. But it's not for the rich and famous. It's really for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And all it is sort of taking care of the possibility that you might not be able to make decisions for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And putting a plan in place so someone can step in and take care of your finances and make healthcare decisions. And then also putting together a plan for what happens when you pass away.
Sure.
How do your assets, who do they go to? How do they get there? If you have minor children, who's going to mind them until the kids are old enough to take care of them on their own? And that's essentially estate planning.
Right.
Sure.
What if you have major children? Just kidding.
Yeah.
You said
well,
minor
you
children.
Can. There's issues with adult children too, and that you know.
Oh, that's true.
In this day and age, there's you know there's people
like
are concerned about divorces,
home.
And they're concerned about creditors, and
sure.
and there's things you can do to protect them, and then
absolutely,
you know, as the zeros in your bank account get more plentiful, some people need to worry about the estate tax.
There's
our state has one, and then the federal government has one. If you have a federal problem, you have an enviable problem.
Mm-hmm.
But the state is a little less generous than the feds, and there's things you can do to plan for that. But
what's the dollar amount? Is it, the last I remember is around $2 million.
The state is $2,079,000.
Okay.
Per person.
What is arbitrary number?
It's indexed to inflation. That's why it's a weird number.
Okay.
And the federal limit is $5,450,000 this year. Mm-hmm. As I told my wife, we need a federal estate tax problem.
Yeah. Stop buying
stuff. Yeah, right.
So, I mean, for 99.9% of the people in this country, they don't have a federal problem.
Sure. How much are the estate taxes?
So the Fed rate is a flat 40%, but the state starts at 10% and then ratchets it up to 20% when you get above $9 million.
So
oh, wow.
you conceivably could be paying 60%.
Well, the state is, if you're paying both, the state tax is deducted on the federal return. It turns out to be about 52%.
Okay, is kind of the maximum that you can hit.
That's still a big chunk.
So 52%.
Especially when you can, you know, there's only, I believe, two states west of the Mississippi that have an estate tax, Oregon and Washington.
Yeah.
Right.
And let's say that, I'm just in my head, I'm thinking about all these political speeches and the 1%ers and all of that. But really, let's say I own a small business, and I pass on, my kids inherit the business. What impact is that going to have? Let's say it's a business that's worth $3-4 million, and my parents have spent their whole life building this business. They took all the risk. They spent all the capital. They built this business. So now they're in a pickle, right?
They're if they don't plan, they could be.
Yeah.
There is things you can do under current law that you can transfer the business down. Even if you do no planning, you can, if the business is a large enough portion of your estate, you can spread out the tax payments.
Okay.
Interest only, I believe, for 5 years and then another 10 years amortized.
Okay.
But it can be a big hit.
What if there's not enough cash flow or enough inability to pay that tax?
Then you have a problem.
Okay.
Now,
you could be forced to sell the business.
You could be, although, I have clients that are in that situation, and the IRS, if they think they can't sell it, they might wait you out.
Okay.
You know, and work out a different deal. They have some flexibility.
Okay.
They're not usually in the, you know, they don't usually want to put people out of business. That's not their focus. Mm-hmm. They'd rather get their money somehow.
And, well, what do you mean by wait you out?
Well, in this case, the you know, it's an illiquid, it's real estate. It's not producing mm-hmm. any income. They can't sell it.
Right.
And so the IRS said, well, we could levy and we could take it, and then we're in their position.
Right.
We mm-hmm. can't sell it. So maybe we're better Got off it. Waiting. And mm-hmm. and seeing if at some point in the future they can sell it.
In the Got meantime, it. Though, are you, like, if you don't pay your IRS regular taxes, are you getting hit with penalties and interest
they
at the same time? Or?
Well, there's sort of forbearance. I'm not okay. you know, expert on
right.
On all of this, but
okay. mm-hmm.
this is the estate tax is a different world than yeah. than income tax. It's a right. totally different system, and so.
Got it.
Yeah, he and just happened to ask a question I wasn't
no,
expecting
and that's
him
unusual.
To ask. So yeah. I was like, oh, okay.
And that's a little
hadn't
unusual.
Really thought about that part.
But that's the risk. If you do nothing, mm-hmm. I believe the owner of the Miami Dolphins lost the team, or the family lost the team because they mm-hmm. didn't do any planning.
Oh,
right,
wow.
Right.
Okay.
Now, it's something that can really sneak up on you. And so what are some mechanisms that a person could use to prevent that risk or reduce it?
Well, you could start making transfers during your lifetime.
Okay, gifting?
Gifts, yes.
All right.
And interests, in, at least currently, in privately held businesses, they're not valued at their percentage interest of the business. So I give you 10% of a privately held company, and let's say the company, if we sold it, is worth $5 million. Well, that 10% isn't worth $500,000 because no one wants to own 10% in a privately held business. They have no control. They
right.
can't force a dividend, so they're okay. going to pay significantly less than that.
Okay.
And those discounts vary across the board, but 30, 40% less, maybe that. And that's the same rule that applies when you value a gift. Now, okay. I have a caveat. I remember I said current law. The IRS okay. has proposed regulations that are trying to do away with a lot of these discounts,
okay.
these, what I call valuation discounts. And there's some real concern because the example you bring up, they shouldn't be after people that have operating businesses that are trying to just pass them down from generation to generation mm-hmm. and that are employing people and it's mm-hmm. productive money. This is not, you know, the trust fund.
Right.
Right.
And so hopefully there'll be some exception for those type of entities. But okay. I don't know. The relations,
so this is brand new.
Yeah. They were just proposed in August and it's still a lot of uncertainty as to how broad they are, what they cover, what they don't. But if they could go into effect in January at the earliest.
Is there any other input that can come in?
There'll
in
be hearings
between,
in December, and there's lots of input, yeah.
Okay, so
this,
yeah.
this
so
has
how
national
would,
attention.
How would somebody get engaged in that conversation to say, hey, this I'm either in opposition to this, or how would someone do that?
You have to reach out to your senator.
Well, yeah, you could reach out to your elected representative. I don't know about access to the hearings.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. At least I don't know off the hand. I can
not,
find an answer to that. Mm-hmm. Well, they should be public,
mm-hmm.
but they're going to be in D.C. and so
right.
And there's they may sort of quantify exactly. I think what they're after are the abusive transactions, but mm-hmm. again, that's not how the regulations read. They could be a lot broader
sure.
than that.
So let's say that I want to gift a percentage of ownership of my business to my kids. Mm-hmm. So how would I go about setting that up? I'd meet with you, and you're going to structure a percentage each year, right? Because there's going to be a maximum amount that could be gifted before you end up with a gift tax.
Well, it depends
well.
How big it is. If let's say that the business is worth $4 million, and mm-hmm. you own half and your wife owns half.
Okay.
And let's say that's really your primary asset. Maybe you have a house. Well, you're well below the federal limit, so you could do a gift right now. You could give the whole mm-hmm. thing away.
So
you'd file a federal gift tax return and report the gift, but
okay.
you're still well under your limits.
Okay. So what's the current limit for a gift tax then?
$5,450,000.
So it is the $5,450,000. Same as an estate tax then?
For feds, yes.
For the federal at the federal level.
Right.
Okay,
now, the state does not have a gift tax.
Right. Okay.
So unlike federal law, where if I make a big gift, I have less credit left when I die, it doesn't apply to the state.
Okay. So
I'm sitting on my deathbed with $5 million,
mm-hmm.
and I write a $3 million check to my kids, and they cash it.
Mm-hmm.
I die with $2 million and I don't even have to file a state estate tax return.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
That is very interesting.
Wow. Now,
but again, I have to be sure I'm dying or else I'm out $3 million.
Right. Well,
of course, of course. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that'd be
There's
bad.
That.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Now,
well, I don't know. If you had been diagnosed with something that you knew you had a time limit or something like that, mm-hmm. I guess that would be.
Yeah, if you have time.
Yeah. Sure.
And frankly, you know, like my husband, even though he works for himself now, worked for family businesses before. And that was typically when a changeover at the company started to happen. Because one firm in particular, both the father and the grandfather, as they made shifts in the business, it was when both of them had been diagnosed with some severe medical issues.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
that's, I mean, I'm sitting here, you know, we laugh about it there for a second, but it's actually real. You know,
right.
that is commonly what happens.
So Tim, just so I can kind of clarify, because I work in mortgage lending and we have a lot of the times parents that are gifting, you know, funds to kids to help them purchase a home. Now, in that situation, there's a gift limit of $14,000, I believe, right now per person.
That's a separate issue. You can give anybody in the world $14,000 a year,
mm-hmm.
and that doesn't count. It's a freebie.
Got it.
You can pay anyone's tuition of any amount directly, and that also doesn't count. And you can pay anyone's medical care directly. So I could give my son $14,000 mm-hmm. plus pay his tuition to the UW, and that's all tax-free, as long as I cut the check to
UW. So you could give
UW
a gift to me today for $14,000.
Yeah, I wouldn't rush to cash that check.
Here's how my name's spelled. I'm just
yeah, right. Yeah.
Okay, got it. Okay, so how does that, okay, and just so I understand it, so, how does that compare to the $5,450,000?
So let's say the kid needs a $100,000 down payment and doesn't feel like waiting, and the parents say, well, you know, it'll be 6 years before we can transfer.
Right.
I mean, jointly they can give them,
right.
$28,000, but
sure.
They can just make a gift of $100,000, $28,000 will be tax-free, and the other $72,000 will go against their credit.
I see.
That's all. And so if their estate's not that big, it doesn't matter.
Okay. So it's going to go against their credit. I mean, they're not having to pay taxes on that, really, at this point.
No. And if their estate is, when they die, if they're not anywhere near $5,450,000, we don't
then
care.
Then we're all good, unless they win the lottery tomorrow or something.
Yeah, and that's an enviable problem.
There you go. All right.
Yes, it is.
Right.
Well,
okay.
This is very interesting, and that's information I did not know, and I'm going to use that.
I know.
Now.
I feel
this
like maybe
really
you should pay him a fee. Sounds like you're getting private.
When we come back, let's learn some more from Tim Burkhart on estate planning and trust issues.
Stay tuned for more with Open House with Team Reba.
Got a question? Call it in. 866-712-1300.